go. For House Seats presents today. Today it is Monday. Wow.
Is it Monday?
It is Monday. Are welcome sure? back.
Hey.
It's been a while since we've been here.
You've been gone.
We were out for a week and we got a nice live audience out there. Hey, everybody.
What's up, eh?
What's up? You know all these faces out here. Have you ever met Keely over here until today?
Well, she did some pretty stuff on me. So
she's phenomenal.
I feel like we're best buds now.
She's phenomenal.
She touched the mug.
She cut a rug and touched a mug.
She beat the mug. She touched the mug.
We've already had way too much fun prior to this show starting.
The show's done. Good night.
We're done. We're already done before we get here. Jason and I were talking. This is Jason Allen, by the way, today on the show. Hey, we have another Jason in the audience too, and we'll talk about.
Can I look over there?
You can. You can look. You can point. You can point.
I'm back.
Okay, good. No. He's staring at my other Jason. He's very handsome out in the audience. The reason we were gone last week was we were visiting hometown of West Virginia.
What? I saw your post.
You saw the post. Mm-hmm. I know. Facebook. And
you went to a fair.
We did. I went to my very first state fair.
Mm-hmm.
We have some photos. So at the top of the show, we talk about what we did last week. So mm-hmm. So this was the state fair of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. Yeehaw! It was definitely a lot of that.
Oh.
You know... In this scene, right? Yeah, I know.
Lord,
they love their guns. And lots of guns. No joke. So we're at the state fair, and they come over the loudspeaker, and they say, hey, come on down. There's a calf being born. Do you want to come see? I'm like, I do not want to come see that.
Oh, I would have totally been there.
Twice it happened.
I would have been there.
You'd have been watching the calf being born?
I'd expected them to say, like, birthed.
They probably did. They may have said that.
I probably changed it to.
Coming back to the reality. No. And they had these large bunnies.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Literally. I mean, these bunnies were so huge.
Does it make it weird that I'm hungry right now? I love
it's not a French restaurant.
Mm, no.
They were huge bunnies, and they all won, you know, awards for, I don't know, overfeeding
big bunniness.
Them, something. I don't know what it's for. But they were bunnies, literally. Yeah. Best of breed.
Oh.
I don't even want to. Best breeder.
Yeah. How do you?
That could go a lot of ways in West Virginia.
I mean, that's a purple ribbon.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
a purple
that's
ribbon.
Serious.
Yeah, but yeah. So people come and they bring their livestock and then I ate a lot.
Lord have mercy.
And then we posted photos of food that we had. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fries with the cheese sauce, the homemade frozen lemonade. Mm-hmm. I think there's the homemade waffle cone with the hand dipped chocolate and the homemade butter pecan ice cream. And I had to leave with a funnel cake because I could not go without.
You can't leave a fair without a funnel cake.
And I'm telling you, that funnel cake was probably one of the best funnel cakes I've ever had in my whole life.
Listen, if there's a funnel cake around, I'm going to have to try it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's permission.
They had, what did they have? They had chicken on a stick.
Well.
They had, what else did they have that we didn't eat?
It's a fair.
Yeah, no, I've never really. Okay,
everything's
been to
on
like,
a stick.
I've been to EDC, but we don't eat at that.
Oh,
you don't really eat at that kind.
EDC?
You just dance.
Well, you can't eat really.
But I don't know anything about it. But at a state fair, that's all you do, and that's all. I mean, I think I had a first piece of pizza when I walked in the door.
Can I just hip you to something? Mm-hmm. I am from Iowa.
Okay.
The Iowa State Fair is probably the most amazing fair.
Yeah.
Because we all say that we have a musical about it.
Yeah.
Music Man, the music.
Oh, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. And our fair was last.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
where
our
I stayed
fair,
too long at the fair.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And our fair was just last week too.
Okay.
So my dad was, he's a big fair.
Fair junkie.
I almost said fairy.
Fair big
but I had to catch it.
He's
not.
There were no fairies in West Virginia.
Yeah.
No.
A present at night.
I have to tell you because the days are getting, I had a starting line, but it never
went.
You know, I'm getting the shower. I thought, oh, there's a starting line because I was looking at how big my beard was. And I thought, you know, I was working DW yesterday at brunch and somebody goes, oh, your beard's so big right now.
You know, we can go so many places. I'm going to hold on to your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking about facial hair, peeps.
Mm-hmm. But I did. And then there's the bridge. Bridge to nowhere. But it's beautiful.
See?
And all the wooden bridges back.
The bridges of Madison County. I mean, it's just like we're just tied together. Who knew that West Virginia and Iowa?
Well, the West Virginia comes from Jason. So my partner, my soon-to-be husband, because I'll talk about that.
Is it Jason?
Jason, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got engaged in December. I asked him, that's his ring on the top.
That's nice.
That's the moon up on the other side, the West Virginia moon.
You gave him the moon.
I gave him the moon.
Oh.
And he gave me a Tiffany's.
Oh.
That's why we brought the prop today.
Oh.
Jason thought I was giving him Tiffany's. That's how House Seats Presents shows work.
I was like, dang, yeah, I need to do this show a couple more times.
You get some jewelry in the
show. I'll be blinged out before the end of this month.
But I got the Atlas collection from Tiffany's.
The Atlas collection. Yes. Oh, it's nice. Oh, you're lovely.
And he actually asked me, this is the strange part. I know I don't want to get teary-eyed, but he asked me in a cemetery. Everyone got really quiet.
I love the way that you said that. I don't want to get teary-eyed.
Well,
because you were scared?
No. Well, I was more mad at him than anything else. I told him this morning because I had, as we all know from last week, and I had friends write me about this, I had a hernia operation, and I talked about it last time I was on the show at great length. I wasn't walking so well, and this was one of the first days we got there, and he wanted me to go for a walk with the dog. I said, I'm not going on a walk. I can't walk. I'm like, what are you talking about? Let's go on a walk. I'm like, I hate you. So halfway through the walk, he's walking with the dog and I catch up to him and he has a very special, that's a very special cemetery because he lost a friend when he was younger, when he was about 16 and this friend of his is buried there. And he almost wanted to ask her, Ashley, he wanted to ask her permission to marry me. So as Scott at the top of the show was very worried about how gays have to do this, you have to ask them and they have to ask you. It's very complicated. I said, it's not complicated. It's just the way things go. Well, it's kind of how it was worded, but it's expensive. And
let me explain myself.
And as Jason Allen and I caught up, he's had a ring on for
about 14 years. Yeah.
You know, you want a ring.
You do.
You want a ring. And I was not expecting this ring at this moment in my life. Ooh. At the cemetery.
Isn't it powerful?
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. The power of either the Tiffany box. I had the little black box.
Yeah.
And it just appeared at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see that black box and now you feel what every woman in every film has ever, you know.
You know? Yes. And cue Beyonce. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're just like, yeah, but now she's angry.
Right.
But,
of course.
But
a woman scorned.
She's mad now. Who the F do you think is you? Whatever. But, but yeah, I was like, I remember breaking out in a sweat when I got that box. Mm-hmm. The power of the black box. Who knew?
Well, no, and he got down on the knee. Stop it. Stop it out there.
Some of them know.
That's Andrew.
I know.
I can't take him anywhere, and that's the problem. But he's here every week.
We love him.
I know.
Don't diss my Andrew.
You know, I wasn't expecting it at all. Mm-mm. Not even in the slightest, because I was more annoyed in the moment. I'm like, I'm so injured. I'm so, Jason, come on up here and wave.
Oh my God!
You're being summoned by the producer.
You know what? It sounds like that episode of Sex in the
City. He'll turn the camera on him, I think, somehow.
Oh, come on!
He'll get it, or he can either
come on. Hi.
Because you got a new blouse on and everything. Let him know.
Yes. Engage. Mwah. Love is in the air. Every time so I look cute. Around.
He's so cute.
I know.
P.S. I have to tell you about West Virginia. So we're gonna finish off because I want to get to the Jason Allen of life too. West Virginia. So we went to a bar called Easy Rider, Wild Riders, Wild Riders.
I'm so surprised that there's a bar named that in West Virginia.
I have to tell you, because he had cousins who were there and they're sweet people. And I asked him when we got to the bar, I said, do you not have like a martini bar or like a civilized place to have a cocktail? We had to drive to this bar and Jay's from there and we're driving through. He's like, I don't even know where this place is. We're driving through backwoods to get here. Literally.
I'm like,
are we going somewhere or is this really where the bar is? And so, you know, we pull off to the bar and there it is, the Wild Rider. And this guy comes out.
Okay.
This toothless guy.
Toothless
guy.
Ain't got no toothless.
Tooth.
Ain't got no toothies.
Wait, I'm sorry to anyone from West Virginia watching.
Because
right
that's not about y'all. It's just about him.
Ooh. Yes, they don't have internet access. I have a very, we have very large cell phone bills for using our time. Right. Wayne, his name was Wayne. He came up to the window and we just pulled up in the spot, you know, in the bar and he comes out. I thought we weren't allowed to park there or something. He just comes out and he said, well, and very slowly, of course, I want you to know the lay of the land in there. I said, what do you mean? He's like, well, there are 6 women inside and 3 guys. And if you need anything, let me know. I'm Wayne. I will take care of you when you're inside. I said, okay, Wayne. Thank you very much for sharing.
Okay.
I don't know if he told us that because of who we were, thinking maybe we're looking for something particular in the room. I don't know. However.
I'm still jaw-dropping. I'm like.
Yeah. Well, they also had an alligator or a lizard inside.
Mm-mm.
Was it an alligator?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Inside in a big, ginormous, like, aquarium. they brought him over from another bar because we knew the owners of the bar, but we just didn't expect what went on in this bar. It was quite an entertaining show.
So it was just a bar for the people.
It was just a bar. We had a good time with the cousins, but there was a lot of entertainment happening inside.
Sometimes you just need that.
And we'll leave it there and we'll move on to Jason.
You're so silly.
Oh my God. Yeah, there were no calves being born inside the bar.
Well, then you missed out because the bar next door did.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. They probably had martinis too.
Yeah, so, but, yeah. Well, what was in it though?
Speaking of cocktails, Jason's getting a little low here. We might need to fill him up.
I'm telling you right now.
So we drink
like
on the show.
This. I like this
you
show.
You like the show? It's
I
definitely.
Like this. And you got Tiffany boxes.
We have Tiffany boxes and cocktails. So clearly we're doing something right.
I don't know why no people aren't here.
Tell me about, so you came from Iowa. Tell me how you end up in Las Vegas, because I want to know how people get here. That's one of my biggest things.
It is a gypsy's journey.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Here we go.
This is how it's going to be.
It's going to be like that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying not to break out in song every single time.
I would welcome song.
I'm telling you, I got a little bit of that singer's hoarseness going on, so everything's going to be a little Brenda Vaccaro right now, a little low. A little. I mean, that's for you. For you younger people, it's going to be a little bit more Miley Cyrus.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, in her later years.
For us mature mm-hmm. people, right, Brenda Vaccaro.
Yeah.
But
Rosie's coming on with some Gosling's rum.
What? Rosie.
Oh, it's the Black Seal 80 proof. Perfect. Thank you, Rosie.
Seal. I like it.
Rosie is. Fantastic.
Is that what you're drinking too?
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Oh my God, is that the rum?
I'm probably mixing.
Oh my God, this is what I was drinking.
This is good. This is good dark and stormy stuff.
Dark and stormy.
Brought to you by Gosling's Rum. There you go.
Cheers. Right now, we'll let the sucker just sit in
the bottle. I think we're good on our ice collection.
I like it. Cheers.
Cheers.
To you.
Oh, thank you.
And to engagements in life.
Okay. This is a very nice show. I like it.
I like it already. Have we talked about anything but us? Let's just talk about us.
But drinking on the show. Oh. And that went down the road.
Smooth. Uh-huh. Anyway, I'm from Iowa. I always say I'm from Nebraska via Iowa because literally it's like going across the street.
Okay, gotcha.
Nothing really changes. Mm-hmm. And then I went to college.
In Iowa?
In Nebraska.
Okay.
I went to UNL. And I'm a Cornhusker.
There you go.
The Vegas Cornhusker. And I always say that, most of us that are entertainers always say that there's only one way to get out. If you're an entertainer, you have to get that theme park job.
Right. Or the cruise ship. Right.
See, that's second.
I saw you sent.
This is the cruise ship. So, yeah, I started at theme park.
That's amazing.
I worked my way down. You know, I was so fortunate.
Look at that. How many people are in that crew?
Six.
Who's this one? I hope that's not you at the top of the Carnival Glory.
That is Carnival Glory mascot. You're so bad. You couldn't wait. You just couldn't help
it. I saw that. I'm sorry.
It's kind of crazy. I started with Norwegian and went to Carnival, went back to Norwegian, and then stayed with Carnival. And then I've been doing ships did ships for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. So this was one of the ships I brought out.
Okay.
I brought out three Carnival ships.
Wow.
Yeah, so I like to start at the ground level.
Out of retirement or just brand new ones?
This was a tugboat once, and then we brought it back out of retirement. Oh, but no, we brought it out from the beginning. I had to go to Italy to catch this puppy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she was being built. He had no heat, had no air. It was hot as hell in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Call hell would have been a local call. It was hot.
Oh, and then you are so young.
Oh, God, that was last month.
We're never even going to speak in the show. It's all going to be laughter.
Oh my gosh. That's just, you know, when you have to get that headshot done quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We all know. Aww. All the entertainers know, like, look, I need a headshot now. You know what I'm talking about? So somebody take it.
This cruise ship material?
Is it cruise ship material? This is your material. This is Golden Rainbow.
Oh, I see. Iris.
This is Golden Rainbow from this past year, but my first one.
Your first year.
Last year.
Yeah.
And we were the closing number. It was Jonas's number.
Wow.
And Jonah's number. Sorry, not Jonas. Is it? Yeah, let me make sure.
And this is when you were with us.
Yeah.
So we have stolen Jason several times now since we've started Setlist. Mm-hmm. And even one that we're resurrecting, the Side by Side at New York, New York. So you came in. He doesn't even know that yet. It's breaking news. Or courtesy of Andrew out there.
Breaking news.
Purple. He wore purple to our Thriller show.
Don't get it confused with Prince.
Don't get it confused.
Because we did Thriller night, honey. Yeah.
But you have done Prince shows.
I did. But this was one of my favorites.
Yeah. This was your first time with us.
It was my first time with you guys. Yeah. But the really fun thing was is that when I was asked, they asked me what song would I like to sing, yep. and Andrew. And I said, I'll do the last song on the album, not because of anything, but other than I sang it as an audition song in college.
Right.
And I hadn't sang it since.
Yeah.
No one knew the song, Lady of My Life.
Uh-huh.
No one knew it.
It's a good song, though.
And I was like, let's just take, I'm going to take it.
You want to give a little bit out there?
You
are the lady. Come on. I don't make me do it. Cause
do it. I like that. Let me see your key.
You are the lady.
No, that's not it.
That's it. Okay, then I got it wrong. See, that's why I told you I'm not singing.
She's not her. Mm-hmm. And you will always be the lady in my life. Wasn't that it?
That's why I tried to make him say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was
I got it wrong.
Yeah, it was awesome. I like the way you let me in on that. And it was so much fun. And yeah. then we took it to church a little bit.
You did. And, you know, ever since...
A sexy church. I remember you saying
yes.
sexy mm-hmm. church, which is what...
It's ooh, a little different.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I hear that jam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my song. That's a yeah. song. I can't hit the
and then you
right
joined
now.
Us for Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you make... Well, we call this baby making music right now. I mean, I think... Yeah, do you know what that... Well, it's different for us. We don't really make babies.
We lose them.
Yeah, we waste them.
We waste
I
them.
Yeah,
that's
I waste
them. That sounded... The other way I sounded like was we're aborting them.
What are we going to do?
I don't even
what
know.
What is this show going?
This is the first time I've really sweat in my show.
You know what? I'm enjoying mm-hmm. this sweaty show. Oh, yes. God. Here we go. I'm not even this gay, but I'm coming off tonight. Let me tell you.
Oh, Lord have mercy. And then you have always been a yeah. staple in Mark Chinook's Monday's Dark.
Yeah.
I see. You with Sky Miles
well,
as well.
Sky she's... started me out.
Yeah.
So
love her, by the way. Yeah, Rose Rabbit Lie.
She's my mama. Oh. Well, I always say mama mentor, but that makes me feel like we're like, you know, she's my sister. She's
yeah,
my
yeah.
sissy. And she brought Philip and I mm-hmm. on to do our very first show, which was the Motown show, which I believe yep. she was the only co-producer ever with Mark, mm-hmm. other than Mark's done them all.
Yeah.
And it was the most amazing fun. And then Mark yeah. just said, can you come back? Can you come back? Can you come back? And then I haven't left. I've
and
missed two
back.
Shows
yeah.
for 2 years.
Yeah. And, so, and of course, he's got the new space called The Space that
space.
They're working on.
It's,
yeah.
It's a very clever name, isn't
yeah.
it?
He just had Monday's Dark this last Monday.
Mm-hmm. I did it. It was my 2 year anniversary.
So this was, what was this show about this time?
Okay, my favorite is that it's called Icons.
Uh-huh.
He didn't want to say this out loud.
Yeah.
But he would have preferred them to be dead icons.
Oh, okay.
So if you look at all the singers mm-hmm. that were chosen.
They were on the bill. It was dumb.
They were dead, except we had... One group of singers that said, you know what? We're going to be different. And, of course, it was the powerhouse of Travis Gluer and Chadwick.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And Chadwick they chose Travis. U2. And I said, okay. I felt bad for U2 because it kind of makes them seem like they're
dead
now. Or, yeah. you know.
They've passed on. Bono has moved on.
You know, are they not relevant anymore? I mean, they wrote Spider-Man in the Dark, for goodness sakes.
It's all over for them.
I mean, that's done. Dead.
Who were some of the dead icons in the show? Sound very morbid.
It was Johnny Cash. This was a really good one. Okay. Johnny and his wife. What's his wife's name again? Because she's dead too.
June
Cash.
From the movie. Mm. Yes, yes.
I didn't, never
that's the only
seen
reason
it.
I know them
never
from
saw
the movie.
I know I want to, but yeah. I still haven't seen it. I think it's up for an
it's
Oscar.
Good one.
Prince. Prince is, because it's hard to believe. Some of these
I
you
know.
Can't
well,
believe
they
that
weren't,
they're dead.
They weren't dead when it was thought of,
well,
probably.
Prince is gone, yeah. and we did, someone did him, David Bowie.
Yeah.
I did Luther Vandross, Whitney Houston.
So, yeah, so you did a Luther Vandross, Whitney Houston piece before at Ron DeCar's place.
I sure did.
So, those obviously are both gone too soon.
Too
settle down
soon.
Out there. Yeah.
Too
he
soon.
He loses it when I say two words. Too soon.
like a comet.
Too soon. So you did Whitney and Luther.
I did
awesome,
because
awesome powerhouse.
Whitney, it just breaks my heart. You know, I could cry every time. In fact, I probably on that
where
day.
Where were you?
I was at home.
I
will not forget this. I was at home. I came home from a gig, so I took a nap. And then I woke up and turned on the TV. And Don Lemon on CNN.
Yeah.
What's up, D?
He's watching.
I know.
They all watch
Big
it.
Fans.
CNN. They,
I know.
They kick
well,
back.
You're about to get bought.
Mm-hmm.
He announced it in full tears, like that she was gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was, I mean, it was just like
it's
a shock
devastating.
To me. Because it was the Grammys the mm-hmm. next night. And I just couldn't believe it. I was a mess. And I was pretty strong, but it was pretty amazing how many people knew how tight I am with my love for Whitney. Because I kept getting, oh no.
He had to go there. Did you ever see her in concert? Never. So I
saw
her.
She canceled on me.
She canceled on you. That's what Natalie Cole did to me, and I never got to see her either.
I got to see her. I got to actually be on the same stage with her.
Oh, so, okay. We're going to go there.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Whitney was a childhood crush of mine. Like, I was probably 8 years old, and I wasn't allowed to go to the concert. It was my first concert. I wasn't allowed to go because my mom thought I was too young to go to a concert.
To
Whitney Houston.
She was too tame for Mr. Rogers back then.
I sang Whitney Houston at a church talent show, okay?
What'd you sing? Tell them.
I sang So Emotional. And just say all the church men probably thought it was kind of odd that I chose that song.
I don't know why I like him.
I don't know why I like him.
I just
do.
That was your...
Yes.
Check.
I knew we were kindred
Now
spirits.
We know.
Yeah. But I remember Dalton, my partner at the restaurant at DW, called me. I was working at DW that night, and he called me. And I remember like having not to lose it because we were really busy that night, and I was working. And when everyone left, I turned on the loudspeaker in the restaurant. I just played Greatest Love of All, and I just bawled like a little boy.
I took a year. It took me a year.
And what are you doing?
I know. It took me a year to get into, listen to Whitney, to watch Whitney after she passed. It took me a full year. It was really hard.
Wow.
So
until we're having this moment right now, you kind of have.
Because you don't, because I'm a little bit older. I know the skin doesn't know, but it's true.
Yeah.
I just
moisturizes.
Yeah, I really do. But yeah, it's unbelievable. And then when I listen to her, I just feel like,
yeah,
you know, without her, we wouldn't have the Mariah Careys, the Celine Dion.
None of those people would have even been out without her.
And the Taylor Danes.
Tell it to my heart. Tell it to her.
Taylor to my heart. I get what I thought it was that.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Where was it? And then you also did Luther.
Right.
And Luther obviously lost to, you lost it too early.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those icons, when you even look at now, at the people like you're saying, because before we got started, he always plays songs when I come in. He's like, what do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? He was playing Christina Aguilera earlier, and I haven't danced, and Jay asked Jay, because I haven't danced for about like 2-3 weeks because of the hernia then the operation itself. I started dancing in here. We started dancing. What were you playing? Which Christina song, Rosie, were we playing?
I want to hear it.
Oh, he'll play it. It was that.
Oh, that's the song.
See, I'm dancing in my chair.
That's right.
I'm dancing in my
chair. You know, hernia dance, you can just do the neck dance now. Because I love a good chair dance. The chair dance is underrated.
I'm working on my hips, though, now. I got to work on my hips.
I mean, really? Is this going to be a conversation about just tags to songs because your hips don't lie? I felt like going right there with that. Isn't that right?
It's going to be rough.
Shakira.
I feel like we're going to have another show with Jason because we haven't even covered what he does.
I don't even know.
I think we're just talking about icons and life songs.
We need to bring them all in.
When you came and did the side-by-side at New York, and you killed that.
I can't. You know what?
That was such a Rat Pack fun. It's coming back. It's coming back.
It was crazy. Uh-oh. You have to do it now.
So rotten.
You have to show us your chair dance.
Jay, what do I do?
You have to work your hips, but you have a rolling chair now. So
I have a roll. Yeah, that's
that helps.
You know, the one thing I will say about this, that we talked about this, I'm very particular when I get home and watch TV and they're telling about, if you ever use this, you'll be maybe entitled to a settlement. But I get home from surgery and I'm already freaked out about a mesh. Right? Oh. The first commercial we see when you get home from hernia is like, have you ever had a hernia mesh? You may be entitled to a cash
reward.
What is
that?
It's what they put in to keep you from having another hernia. So I have a mesh implanted. Yeah, thank you. So now I'm entitled to a cash reward. So it freaks me out. God. It freaks me out when I see shit like that.
You're like,
why was I going there again?
You just put it in because you wanted to.
Jason. Look at him. So hot. We were talking about side by side. We were talking about Rat Pack. He's giving me my cash reward today. This hour brought to you by Jason Allen and Cash Rewards.
I like it.
And Tiffany's.
Yeah. Ooh.
Atlas.
And let's not forget Goosling.
Gosling.
Yes,
from Bermuda.
Ooh. Bermuda. Is that Ryan's?
Ryan Gosling rum.
I want
probably
him to,
you know.
I want him to taste it.
What's his
it.
Name? Has one. We drink him all the time. Bruno Mars has a rum.
Bruno Mars has a rum. Now you know I did
job.
A Bruno Mars
a
show.
Rum job, Bruno Mars.
Get out of here. He looks like a rum runner. He does. that's a real thing.
I'm not going there.
It's a rum runner.
I know what it is. I am not going there with you on that conversation.
But I can't believe it.
Oh,
dang
God.
It. But side by side.
Side by side.
It was
and
so
Jason
much fun.
Allen, it coming was, back to zero.
Yeah, we're reeling her in. Him, her, everybody.
Everybody. But you had done our Sinatra show in December at the Foundation Room.
Yeah.
And we brought you into side by side shortly after.
It was crazy.
After. It was fun.
It was really fun. Yeah. You know what I... it was. I love Sammy.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I hadn't really sang a lot of his songs, yeah. you know? I mean, I'm familiar with them.
Right.
So when Andrew called me and was like, hey, we really want you to do this, yeah. I was like, absolutely. I mean, yeah. I'd love to check. I mean, another one, a talent beyond talent.
Yeah.
I mean, the triple threat. I mean, he might have been a quad. I'm sure Sammy yeah, played yeah. an instrument somewhere. We just yeah, don't know.
Probably.
The tap shoes were an instrument. I call
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so, that's true. Yeah.
He was so great. So it was really, I was so honored to just get in there and, ooh, I love
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
The voice. You know what? Come on, let's just be truthful.
Yeah.
We don't really talk about how amazing that voice was.
Right, right.
I mean, because he's such a full-on entertainer.
Well, he was with the time with Frank Sinatra and people who... And Frank Sinatra, as talented as he was, the voice of everyone else in that group, Dean Martin, they absolutely had, almost to me, a better voice than him in the sense that they carried themselves.
I mean, we're not trying to get shot
here.
No. Because you know how we know how important Frank is to folks.
We dimmed the lights for him.
We do. I mean, we're not messing around. Sammy too. But Sammy was a singing fool.
Yeah.
Okay. So I couldn't wait to do them. Yeah. And honestly, now I have to thank you so much because I have since been hired to do shows lately that require me to do... more standards, okay. which yeah. I've always done Frank and Dean, whatever, because you just kind of have to, but I never did Sammy. So now I'm Candyman and like that's the only song you know. Oh my gosh.
Scott's on cue every time
you know
time
what?
You
the
Candyman
is,
yeah.
you know what though? Yeah. Scott, my bed is not made at home. No, not yet. Scott, my toilets are dirty. No, not yet.
No, he doesn't do toilets.
We're gonna work on that. But we're gonna work on that, Scott.
oh my God.
He's so good. But yeah, so I couldn't believe it.
You can pour this in your toilets right here. I don't clean him out. It's cleaning us out right now.
It's alcohol. It's fine. It's like cleaning it out. Cleans me out. Anyway, so I loved it. And you know what? I look forward to it again. And you know, it just opened up another realm of singing for
another
me.
Facet for you, because right now, so you reminded me top of show, we want to get this out so people know where you are. You're with Michael Grimm next Friday at the Club Madrid.
Next Friday, God, I better get ready.
You better hurry up, bitch.
There he is.
Club Madrid is at
Sunset Station.
So you'll definitely want to talk about that. Yeah, yeah, that's Michael Grimm there. And so we want to talk real briefly. That's your Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross. When I was doing my research on you too, which we realized we've met a few times at DW Bistro, but not making the connection.
Yeah, no, really.
Nikki Scalera, one of our other favorites.
Oh, that's my little Broadway baby. She's the worst Broadway baby you'll ever have.
She's one of our best co-hosts over
here,
though.
She's amazing, but crazy. She's horrible. I'm like, what Broadway song should we do? She goes, I don't know. What do you think? I was on Broadway or something?
Yeah.
I do think
she's a riot. But we have connections on our side of people we've sung with. You sang with Mary Wilson.
She's supreme.
She lives here in Vegas.
She's a supreme.
She's a sweetheart. There she is right there.
She's giving us arm
over
right
here.
There.
Yeah, she's giving you her arm.
And good hair.
I had to fill in for somebody at a Christmas party one year, several years ago, that Dalton and I did this Christmas party for. And I don't have that photo, unfortunately, but I was wearing like a piano tuxedo, a sequined piano tuxedo jacket.
As you would.
Right, as I would. And I'm stepping in to fill in for, and I couldn't remember the words to either White Christmas or something. And wouldn't you know, in the audience of this Christmas party was Miss Mary Wilson.
Yeah.
And I did not know I was singing in front of a supreme, okay? She got up and sang the rest of the song with me because I was like, I was tripping over my words.
You know what?
She was the bomb.
Mary Wilson, I did a show. I did Dreamgirls in Redondo Beach, California.
Okay.
And we honored her. She came to the show.
Yeah.
And after the show, I met her and I was so nervous meeting her. I said, you were amazing. And she's like, you performed.
she's like, don't forget who was the star.
She's
of the
like,
show.
You did the show. I was like,
yeah.
And you still were amazing.
She is by far, when you see her, I mean, she carries herself like with this air. And you don't even, I didn't know who she was before.
Fresh.
And she gets up. I said, oh, I'm Mary Wilson. I'm like, ain't you with the Supremes?
Ain't you?
I was like,
don't you wish your girlfriend was as hot like Mary? Yeah, she was. Yeah, she
and you sang with Barbara Streisand.
I did.
So tell me when that was and when you was done.
Oh my God. Barbara Streisand 3 years ago, probably with Michelle Johnson.
Yeah, okay.
And her Desert Angels choir.
When she was here in town.
Yes,
at the
and MGM. Yep, yep. And I was hired to sing because...
Because you're cute.
Michelle's garden was a little too one color.
It was a little too West Virginia in your
area. I'm not saying that.
I didn't say
that. She wanted some color in her garden. And I said, I'm going to be your color girl. So I was.
Jason was her color guard.
I was.
He was right up there, bring it on with her. I love you. This has been fun. So
this is it?
This is it. That's all we got.
I'm so mad right now.
Next time.
Because we want to talk more.
We got a lot more to talk about.
We'll just talk off mic.
Okay. We'll talk off mic. Join us after the show.
Yeah, the after show?
Cheers.
You don't have that yet?
It is our after show.
I love you.
Bye. Love you.
Thank
See you next time.